We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's 6 o'clock and the People's Champ is in the house. The Chicago Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Chris, let's go!
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. Here with you until 10 o'clock tonight. That's right. We got a full boat show for you planned, and we're going to have all sorts of fun on it. The phone number is 312-644-6767. If you'd like to text the show, you can do that at 670-11. You can hit me up on Twitter or Instagram at Lawrence W. Holmes. That's where the show resides. That's where the podcast is. All sorts of good stuff. If you follow, I give out tickets on Instagram a lot. So if you're on Instagram, you should follow me at Lawrence W. Holmes is where you can find me. Here's what we have planned for you tonight on the show. We're going to talk some World Cup. Paul Tenorio of The Athletic is going to join me at 9 o'clock. We will talk soccer with him. Got that recommendation from a Fred Huebner, so I know he's going to be good. Bruce Miles is going to join us at 8. We'll talk exclusively Cubs with him then. And Malika Andrews from the Chicago Tribune, she covers the Bulls, is going to be in studio with us at 7 o'clock. I want to try and get on the seesaw a little bit and talk a little bit of Cubs and a lot of NBA to start the show off. This weekend watching the Cubs, it was insane. Like, for example, Friday night, we knew it was an odd start time. We knew the start time was 4:05. So my show on Friday night goes until 9 o'clock. So I'm sitting there going, okay, 3-hour game, maybe 40 minutes or so for the post game show on Friday. We should probably get on the air before 8 o'clock. I was thinking 7:45. They give us a nice amount of time. That game went on forever, just like the rest of the games this weekend went on forever. A lot of runs being scored. Then the Cubs have the game where they're just singling them to death, just single first and third it, all weekend long. The offense exploded. Their numbers with runners in scoring position this weekend was incredible. And you saw the best of the Cubs offense without Chris Bryant in it. How crazy is that? That you do all of this stuff without having your best player on the field. The offense was fun to watch this weekend. Everyone kind of got a piece of what was going on. I retweeted this statistic, and I'll give it to you from Christopher Komka, who's the best in the business. The Cubs over the last four games, 11.5 runs per game. The team slash line, okay? This is stupid. 407, 469, 667. With runners in scoring position, this weekend, the Cubs were 28 of 59, or hitting .475. So they've already jumped up what into the top 10 now with runners in scoring position after a really, really good weekend. We'll get to more of them a little bit later on in the hour. I want to talk a little bit about the interview that the afternoon show did with Theo Epstein, specifically on Yu Darvish, but there'll be other stuff in tow. I want to get into this LeBron to LA thing. It's got me a little bit vexed, to tell you the absolute truth. I was like you, or maybe you, I wasn't like you. Maybe I was crazy. On Saturday night, the in-laws were in town, so I had family in the house, and everyone went to bed and all that good stuff. And I'm sitting there like, what's getting ready to happen with the NBA? What's going to happen at midnight? And I thought at midnight we might learn something from LeBron. It seems as if every time he's had an opportunity to be a free agent, he's handled things better. Like along the way in his career, he's handled things, at least from a public relations standpoint. And let us remember that the announcement made millions of dollars for the Boys and Girls Club. But people forget that. Whatever. So then you see the bizarre Paul George thing, where Paul George is like, "No, I'm going to stay in Oklahoma City." And they announce it at a concert, a Nas concert that Russell Westbrook put together. So it's like, "Oh, well, the conventional wisdom was that Paul George was going to go to Los Angeles and then LeBron could join him there, and then maybe there's room for Kawhi and then all three of those guys could be in one place." So then we wait. And then yesterday I was watching The Jump. The Jump does, they were doing like special live stuff. And they were planning, and Rachel Nichols talked about this. They were planning to do their hour show and then go home because there was nothing going on. The big news had happened the night before. And then LeBron puts out the statement, says he's going to sign with the Los Angeles Lakers. 4 years, what, $154 million for LeBron? I don't know if the money even matters at this point, because no matter where he was going to go, he was going to get a bag. He was going to make a lot of money. Here's what I'm stuck with. The LA thing never really made sense to me. I get it. Everyone, unless this is purely about this is where his family wanted to live. It from a basketball standpoint, I don't think it makes any sense at all. And the reason is what I was talking with Danny about during transition. I see a future next year where LeBron loses in the Western Conference semifinals. I see that. How would that feel? How does that even look? Now, for the Lakers, it's great. You got LeBron. You got the new Showtime thing going on. And you're back in the playoffs. Maybe. But Denver was 10 games above 500 and did not make the playoffs. This is different. January, February, March in the Western Conference is way different than January, February, March in the Eastern Conference. For the most part, outside of a couple of teams, any team that LeBron went to, including staying in Cleveland, like had he said, "I'm going to go back to Miami," then Miami becomes a legitimate contender to win the East. He stays in Cleveland. They become a legitimate contender in the East. He goes to Philadelphia. They are an overwhelming favorite to win the East. You go to Los Angeles with the roster that's already there, and I know that there are more moves to be made, and maybe Kawhi Leonard is sitting out there, or maybe I tell you this much, if I'm the Spurs, I do not trade him to Los Angeles unless they have an overwhelming deal. If in some of the stuff that I saw over the weekend, I would be like, okay, it's like Kuzma, someone else, and three first round picks. Cool. But if we've gotten to the point where we don't even talk, like I can't even talk with you, then why am I doing you a solid? I'm going to do the team a solid if I'm the team. And doing the team a solid is we're gonna make this trade you to Philadelphia or trade you to Boston for a year. And we're not going to deal with you in the Western Conference, at least for one more year. But back to LeBron. I'm trying really hard to understand, is there a basketball aspect to this? Like, what is the positive from a basketball standpoint for LeBron? I'm having a hard time seeing it. If it's post NBA life, if it's career driven after you're done playing, I guess I kind of understand it. But I think that we live in an age now where you can be wherever. It's my same argument against having to go play at the Knicks. Well, he hasn't done it in the Garden. Who cares? Well, if he wants to be a mogul, he has to live in Los Angeles. Well, he has a house out there. He's already a mogul. He's already working in the entertainment industry as a producer. He's already doing incredible projects and stuff out of Cleveland or out in Los Angeles during the offseason. Maybe he wants his kids to grow up there. If those are the reasons, cool. But you're going to have to do a lot of talking to convince me that there are legitimate basketball reasons for LeBron James to go to Los Angeles. If you'd like to talk about it, we can. 312-644-6767 is the number. This segment being brought to you by Fogo de Chão. Savor authentic Brazilian steakhouse flavors at Fogo de Chão, even on a busy schedule during weekday lunch. Visit their location in Chicago, Rosemont, and Naperville for lunch starting at 15. I would imagine that Fogo would be a great place to watch the World Cup with Brazil marching on. I would imagine that that is the case. Here's the other thing that I wanted to talk with you about as it pertains to LeBron. And I threw this out on Twitter, and I'm not going to say I was surprised by the answers that I got, but they were interesting. What do you think the impact on the Bulls is, if any, with LeBron leaving the East? Because ideally, if your Paxson and crew, this is what you've been waiting for. Like, the bully's gone. The guy that we can't beat, the guy that we can't beat out, he's gone. Yes, Chris?
I don't see it as doing much because we're so far away from resembling anything of a winning basketball team. Maybe in 2 years an 8 seed? I don't think this next year.
Oh, don't tell me they're an 8 seed in 2 years in the Eastern Conference.
The Eastern Conference is getting so much stronger, though. There are so many young teams that are up and coming right now. I mean, who knows what Toronto's still going to do because they won the East last year. There's rumors of them blowing up, but they're still going to be atop.
So are we saying that the Bulls were not fully prepared for LeBron leaving the conference? Because isn't this what they were looking forward to? Isn't it you're always afraid of running into that man, and now that man is gone, and you can't capitalize on it? You can't. The Bulls can't. Like, this would be perfect if they were in a position to capitalize. And they just, the Derrick Rose thing happens, and then you're rebuilding, and then you're rebuilding again. So I want to talk about that with you, too. 312-644-6767 is the number. Some of your text messages are rolling in. I'll get to them as well. You can text me. This texter says, maybe it has something to do with next year's free agency class. Okay. Sure. You go ahead and punt. Go right ahead. But then what? I know that LeBron is the only person. He is the answer to this question. I don't see anyone beating the Warriors. I don't. And now, with the way that the Rockets play, and I know that they lost Trevor Ariza. Isn't he going to Phoenix, Trevor Ariza?
Yeah.
So now it's still Chris Paul and James Harden, and it's still that high octane offense.
Eric Gordon's there too.
Just your guy from Illinois.
Indiana. But yeah, LeBron James, I don't understand the waiting for the 19 class because he'll be 35 by then. Well, 34 and a half.
Couldn't he have done a 1-1 again?
Oh, yeah.
If he wanted to, if that's what he was looking forward to doing, he could have done it. He could have done the same thing again. Signed a 1-1 in Cleveland and then said, okay, let's see who's a free agent and let's clear out some cap space and have them come to Cleveland.
It's going to be a long 4 years out there in LA. Yep. I mean, if he did this for his family, for Bronny to play with Scottie Pippen Jr. and Kenyon Martin Jr. at that Sierra Canyon team so he can get his weight up. Smooth, I guess so.
Sure.
Nice sacrifice.
But let's look at the clowns that have already been added to the LeBron team in Los Angeles. Rajon Rondo, JaVale McGee, and born ready, Lance Stephenson.
All I need is my man Swaggy P to come back.
Why not? He ain't doing, he got his ring. He's good.
They're all one year deals too. That's the one thing. It's not like these guys are here for long term. This is just kind of filling up cap space. I mean, I can't answer to the why now, unless it's just the best option for him at this point, personally.
If it's just personal, great. But it's hard for me to make an argument that from a basketball standpoint, this makes any sense. Any sense. You act like, for example, like the idea of, oh, well, he gets to work with Magic Johnson. Are you telling me that if LeBron sought the counsel of Magic Johnson, he couldn't get it in Cleveland or Miami or Denver or wherever? If LeBron wanted to have dinner with Magic Johnson, he could have dinner with Magic Johnson. Simple as that. Whether he goes to play for the Lakers or not. Steak dinner. Boom. Hey, Mike, you're on the score.
Well, maybe this is generational, but to me, I think what it might be is that for LeBron, it's not about the likelihood of a championship. It's what would the championship mean? And to him, it may mean more in a Laker jersey than some other jersey.
You think so? I mean, considering that I know that he already got one for his hometown, but another one for his hometown, I don't know. That seems weird that the Lakers thing would mean more to him.
But it's you point up to something really good. He's already won for his hometown, and he's already won with a super team down in Miami where he had other stars with him. What's different about that would require all that effort and feel like something special to him? Maybe it's because of what the Laker jersey represents to him, other than those other places he's been. It's something special.
Okay.
And that might
okay.
be because I'm 55, and that to me it seems special because the Lakers have not been good for a long time now.
All right, that's an interesting way to look at it. I guess I see what you're saying, that maybe this has always been something that he's wanted to do, and he's doing it. But man, my goodness, there's a lot going on. How long before? Well, here's a possible issue. Who plays point guard for this team? And I don't mean, because we know who's getting the ball at the end of games. The guy at the end of games is LeBron. But throughout the season, who's the point guard? Let me rephrase. Who's the starting point guard on this team?
Rajon Rondo.
Okay, but you just drafted a dude, number two overall, like last year. Now, by the way, them cutting Julius Randle, cold-blooded, what Randle do? Was Randle like a 17 or 15-8 guy this year for the Lakers? Maybe he's more than that, 17-8 for the Lakers. And they were like, nah, we're good. We're going to cut him.
That's straight cap space. That's all that is.
Of course.
16-8. 23 years old.
Here's Lance Stephenson, though. It's going to be, I think that it has the chance to be a disaster in Los Angeles.
I don't know if this has been reported, but Pelicans signed him to a two-year, $18 million deal.
Julius
Randle.
Yeah, that's a good fit for him down there. 23 years old. It's a nice fit. If you're telling me, well, they're going to sign DeMarcus Cousins, congratulations, you have a guy that's coming off an Achilles.
And another head case.
It's going to be the head cases in LeBron. If I were skeptical. No, I take that back. If I were cynical, I would go, man, LeBron is building in a whole lot of excuses for himself. I got this crazy guy. I got that crazy guy. I got this crazy guy. I got this crazy guy's dad. I got all this craziness. If I were a cynical person. 312-644-6767 is the number. LeBron signs with the Lakers. He leaves the Eastern Conference. What's the impact on the Bulls? I look forward to your answers next here on The Score. Northwestern football, Coach Fitz and the Music City Bowl champs host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are now on sale at NUSports.com. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 10 o'clock. We're talking about LeBron James and him signing with the Lakers and if there's any impact on the Bulls with him now leaving the Eastern Conference. Does it become easier for the Bulls to build a championship contender now that LeBron is out of the conference? If you'd like to jump in, 312-644-6767 is the number. A lot of people saying, look, maybe he just wants to live in L.A. I can't fault him for that.
I mean, he already lived in L.A.
Exactly. But this is during the season. Like, you don't have to spend the majority of the winter in Cleveland. I never hear anyone say they want a vacation in Cleveland. What's so cool about Cleveland? You ever been there? Anyway, I get that. Look, how many times have you, before I go to the phone calls, I'm going to ask Herbie and Chris this. You did it, actually, for a year. You did it.
But
how,
great.
How many times have you gone on vacation somewhere and been like, you know what? It would be great to live out here all the time. You ever done that, Chris? Has there ever been a place where you're like, man, I could do my radio production thing out here, too?
Colorado.
Really?
I loved it out there. That's one I could pick up and move.
Where?
Fort Collins.
Oh, my. So 7,200 feet up.
Yeah. I loved it.
That Fort Collins there.
I loved it.
And Herbie, you did this. You always wanted to live in San Diego, and then you moved to San Diego, and you were like, this is great, but I wish I could have moved all the people with me to San Diego.
Yeah, and then Tanny just went on a vacation to L.A. and San Diego, and I saw his pictures like, man, I surely do miss that. I mean, love Chicago. I just wish there was a, you know, city that was the two combined.
Yeah, I was walking around today, and if you spent any time outside today, my goodness, this place is so wonderful. Like I was walking to the neighborhood cafe, give my wife some coffee, and I was like, man, it's so perfect outside right now. Now the last 3 days were horrendous. You didn't want to do nothing outside. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It was awful. But you get those days where you're just like, this place is the greatest. And I know that we'll have a conversation in January or February. I'm like, oh, got to get out of town.
I don't know who it was. One of your friends that you known for a long time that just moved to Chicago. She's like, oh, now I get Chicago.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Kristen Balboni.
Yeah.
I was trying to tell her. I was like, wait until the summertime. Wait. There's no greater city than summertime shot. It's just nowhere. I was just texting my wife right now, like, because in the studio, I can look out onto Lake and Michigan Avenue. So I see all the people that are at Giordano's right now, like out in them streets, like enjoying themselves. It's like a perfect night. Like, first of all, I appreciate you having me on in the car. Got the windows open. You don't even really need the AC today. And you're just like, cool. It's all good. So I get the wanderlust aspect of it. I completely understand. You know how many times I would be at my place in Phoenix and be like, you know what would be nice? Phoenix in December. Be nice. Me and Zach did DePaul. I want to say this was maybe even Russell Westbrook's first game. That's how long ago Zach and I were calling DePaul basketball. And we were out at a tournament in Orange County on Thanksgiving. And we were like, this is great. But then you go, I can't move everybody. This is fine. So I understand the compulsion to want to live somewhere where the weather is really nice. And this is a guy that can live anywhere. He can live absolutely anywhere he wants. But I wonder if I am to take what everyone is saying as truth, that LeBron just wants to live somewhere else and he doesn't give a damn about anything else. Let's talk in February. when his team is two games under 500 and five games out of a playoff spot in the Western Conference. Because I feel like he might not be happy. I think that there's enough of a competitor that he might not be happy out there. 312-644-6767 is the number. Hey, Kevin, you're on the score. Kevin? Huh? Kevin, hey, I hear you. You're on the air, sir. What's on your mind?
Lawrence, let me tell you, LeBron can easily put his 1 year old, at least, right, with the way he's going. So I think his basketball decision has everything to do with next year's free agency class, specifically one player and one player only.
What player is that?
Jimmy Butler. Jimmy joins LeBron next summer. All right? And hey, I would never thought I would see Lance Stevenson throwing up LeBron, but Lance did.
If LeBron James made his decision based on Jimmy Butler becoming a free agent, he's a moron. Texter says, I left Milwaukee for Flagstaff 6 years ago. Totally worth it. So here's my plan, 262 Texter. If I ever move to Phoenix, the plan would be work in Phoenix, have a place in Flagstaff for the summer. I was looking at this yesterday. Can I tell you what the weather is going to be like in Phoenix this week? I always look. Because it's funny to me, because the weather is ridiculous. It's going to be sunny all week. No clouds all week. Here are the high temperatures for Phoenix. Why are you shaking your head, Chris? We got to know these things.
I have my sister and my dad live in Phoenix.
The high temperature for Phoenix this week, this is the 10-day forecast, 108, 108, 114, 113, 111, 109, 107, and then it cools off, 106 and 106. So in the summer, you go live in Flagstaff. Do you know what it is in Flagstaff? 80 degrees every day. Perfect. But in the winter, you don't want to live up there. Because you won't get down the mountain until the spring comes. Let's go to Mokina and talk with Alex. Hey, Alex, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence.
Hey.
So yesterday when I heard the news, I thought for sure that it would have been the Sixers, strictly where they are in the plot or in the rebuild since Paul George left. But when I heard L.A., it just makes no sense from a basketball perspective. So he's got his production companies out there. He's building his future. He's building his empire for whatever game shows he produces, whatever next executive producer spot he's going to have. That's the only thing I can think of him going out there.
But he already has that stuff. He already has that. Like, he's already got these incredible producing credits. And he lives in Cleveland most of the year.
From a basketball perspective, it just doesn't make any sense.
He's already been in, what, two movies? And he lives in Cleveland. Batavia and Angelo. Hey, Angelo, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I love the show.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
You know, there's two things that I've been thinking about today. First thing is that LeBron left a bunch of busters in Cleveland. They just carried to the NBA Finals to go to L.A. where he's playing with another bunch of busters. Now, if they would have just kept the same busters that they had last year that they already traded to him, he probably would have been better off with a better team. And secondly, Jabari Parker, I heard that there's rumors that he might be coming to Chicago. Is there any truth to that?
I have not heard that rumor. This also goes, Jabari Parker is the type of player that the Bulls could need, that they need. I think Jabari is probably better equipped to handle playing here than Derek was. I think that he has a better support system in that regard, and I think he's probably a little bit further along in dealing with it. It'd be nice. I'd love to have him, but maybe we'll talk with Malika about that. Malika Andrews of the Tribune will join me after 7 o'clock She's been spending some time in Milwaukee. She did the piece on the new stadium that they're building. So we'll ask her. Texter says, weed legal. Women are beautiful. Has a beautiful wife. And I'm sure if LeBron wants weed, he can get it. I would imagine that that would be a perk to being LeBron, that you can get weed.
And he's in the NBA. He can get weed if he wanted to in Cleveland.
Yeah. Maybe it's not good weed. Maybe it's not the sticky of the ickiest.
Apparently, people don't think that people in the NBA smoke weed. Everybody just skates by.
Well, they don't smoke weed until they go play the Nuggets or the Lakers or the Clippers or the Kings.
Yeah, they just want to make sure they're on the up and up.
I don't even smoke. And it's like, when are we just going to make pot legal? Let's just be, like, seriously, let's just go. Let everyone smoke up.
It's kind of like the gambling thing, the sports gambling thing.
Yes.
It's like, everybody's doing it already.
Let's just
make
do
some
it.
Money off of it.
Yes, let's all just, let's just let everyone do the weed thing if that's what they want to do.
I mean, of age.
Yeah, I'm not talking about children.
I mean, because, you know, the brain development and such.
Yeah.
If it's going to harm you, we don't do it. But otherwise, let everything that doesn't harm you, let you do it.
Let me ask
I'm more of an anarchist.
Let me ask you a question. Which would you rather deal with? Drunk buddy or high buddy?
High buddy.
Of course. No one wants to deal with drunk buddy. High buddy, you can direct. And you can be like, okay, dude, I'm going to call this guy Eli. You can just, not our Eli, but another Eli. Let's just go to the car. Oh, awesome. We're going to go through this drive-thru, and it's all good. Drunk buddies touching people and yelling at folks and maybe starts a fight. High buddy just wants to sit back and eat. We much rather deal with high buddy.
And, you know, maybe paranoid, but that could be, you know, that could be swayed.
Yeah. Texter says Beyonce is in L.A. So she's married. And so is he. LeBron seemingly loves his wife. And most people think that this move is a nod to that. Let's go. Let's not live here anymore. Let's go someplace where it's warm.
I mean, yes. Cleveland is terrible, and living in L.A. is much better. But his basketball situation did not improve. I think he actually went down in his basketball situation.
It's going to be an interesting conversation that we have, and maybe he understands that next year it's not happening, and he's looking forward to 2 years or 3 years down the road. The guy is a freak. We've never seen anything like him, ever, genetically, in the league. And he's been able to play at a higher level at a later age than most people expected with the type of usage that he gets in this league. But Father Time, still undefeated. And at some point, that's going to happen. So are you in a position to punt for a year? I don't know. I don't know. Dubuque and John. Hey, John, you're on the score.
Hey. Yeah, I was thinking that LeBron just made a brilliant move. I mean, he's always being compared. You know, I heard it even on the morning show here. Hey, Michael Jordan's won 6 out of 6. LeBron, 3 out of 1. Now he's in L.A. He doesn't have to worry about being in the NBA Finals ever again.
That seems awful. To me, that seems terrible. This segment brought to you by Whole Foods. Every day is a good time to fire up the grill at Whole Foods Market. From fruits and veggies to meat and seafood, Whole Foods Markets is the place to find the best varieties. Shop Whole Foods today for all your grilling favorites. Whole Food Markets, whatever makes you whole. We'll keep talking about this. I see some interesting thoughts on the phone lines and text. It's funny that we haven't talked a lot about the Bulls here. And he's gone. Like, he's out of the East. And the Bulls just aren't in a position to do anything about it. My name is Lawrence Holmes. The crew, Herbie and Chris, are in charge of the show. We're hanging out with you until 10 here on The Score. having some fun on a Monday night talking about LeBron James. I am the People's Champ. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you. People texting in. I wanted to share this with you because there's an added element to there's one guy that I left out, or actually two guys that I left out when discussing what LeBron is walking into, and their last names are Ball. Like, this is a reality show. Like, for real. Here's the pitch.
What happens when you take the greatest player in the NBA and drop him into a house with crazy people? I give you the 2018-2019 Los Angeles Lakers, starring LeBron James as the greatest player in the game. Also starring Lance Stephenson as the LeBron Whisperer. And JaVale McGee as JaVale McGee.
And we haven't even started talking about Lonzo and his dad. That's what Lonzo said. I mean, LeVar said. You do not give Lonzo Ball, the best player in the game, and don't think they're going to win. He's going to fall in love with Lonzo so much on the way that he play. They both understand the game. Best player in the game. And you don't think he coming? Stop it. If I were LeVar Ball, I'd be concerned that my son is no longer going to be a member of the Los Angeles Lakers.
How long until LeVar says LeBron's holding Lonzo back?
3 weeks.
I say two practices.
Two practices in. LeBron's stunting his growth. It's true. Didn't LeVar say that LeBron wanted to be a big baller and that's why he came to Los Angeles? Oh, man. You want to be a superstar, man. Superstar franchise. That's another quote from LeVar. LeBron is one of the most famous people on the planet. In Cleveland. Wakanda and Grant. Wakanda forever, Grant. What's on your mind?
Wakanda forever. How's it going, Lawrence?
Things are good.
I only have one way to get this to make sense. I think that this is about next year. And the reason why I think it's about next year is because Kawhi Leonard is going to be a free agent and he wants to go to the Lakers. That's all I got.
Okay, but Grant, then why wouldn't LeBron do another one-on-one deal? He could opt out again.
He didn't want to be in Cleveland anymore.
Okay, so it's not about next year then. It's about not wanting to be in Cleveland.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. I'm trying, man. That's the only way I can get it.
You know why, Grant? Because it doesn't make sense to you, does it?
No, that's the best I can come up with.
Oh, it's great. I love that Grant was like, no, you know what? It actually doesn't make sense at all.
I have one thing to say about everyone texting in, why not Philly? It's LeBron wants to go somewhere to spend his money. Have you ever known Philly and that management to spend money?
But do they really need to? That team is pretty much, like, you drop LeBron
in. Oh, I
know.
I mean, you got Joel and Simmons, but, I mean, he's still going to want other people around
him. Well, and you have Redick, and which is another question to me. Like, who's shooting? Who's shooting on this Lakers team?
Rondo can't shoot threes.
Rondo can't shoot. Lonzo can't shoot. You got Kuzma, but you might have to trade him to get Kawhi.
And Ingram.
Okay.
I mean, that's about it.
Okay. That feels like about a 42-win team to me, which I don't think is going to get you into the playoffs. DeKalb and TD. Hey, TD, you're on the Score.
Hey, Lawrence, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
You know, the Lakers cut Julius Randle today, made him an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, and he signed with New Orleans.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You were hoping to get him on the Bulls?
So much for my excitement. I was hoping the Bulls would be on the phone with him right away.
Yeah, I know they're doing it. Is it even a cap situation, though? Isn't Julius Randle on his rookie deal?
It was his rookie deal. Now he's a restricted free agent. But, I mean, it's the fact that it's a long-term deal. They're not signing. If you look, everybody they've signed is one-year deals. They're not looking to do anybody okay. but LeBron long-term.
So he signs a two-year, $18 million deal with the Pelicans, and the Lakers were not going to be able to absorb nine per?
I got a feeling Magic and him have talked, and I mean, especially with them jumping to 7-2 as favorites now, or 7-2 favorites to win the title. I mean, people are assuming that Kawhi is going to end up there. That's what it is, and I'm betting Magic has told LeBron, we're going to do whatever it takes to get Kawhi here.
Julius Randle in his career, and it's only been two seasons, 14-9 as a player. He's going to make a nice compliment to that Pelicans team. Kyle is out in Rockford. Hey, Kyle, you're on the Score.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, Lawrence. Great show. Love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on LeBron. I'm not a big fan of him. I can't stand that he whines and complains, but I will respect that he is a good player. And I think it's going to be interesting that he and Rondo are teaming up and going to be on the same team on the Lakers. And I want to know what you think if Carmelo Anthony came to the Lakers too, what your thoughts about that.
Well,
thanks a lot, and I'll hang up and I'll listen.
I believe that Carmelo Anthony still has some good basketball left in him, but he needs to make a decision on what he is. Are you a stand-in-the-corner three-point shooter, or are you an athletic four, and are you willing to play on the block just a little bit more than you do now and get your buckets that way? You could see Oklahoma City do what they call stretch his contract and get him out of there. And maybe they think that what they have now is good enough. If you got Russ and PG, then you're good to go. Maybe. But goodness gracious. Does that make you feel better? Like if LeBron just goes and puts his whole draft class back on the team, I feel like that's not a great team. Now.
That's a bunch of old guys.
It's really, except for him. Like he doesn't seem to age. The rest of them cats age, and have aged poorly in some respects.
And, I mean, you also are considering, especially with the Melo thing, there has to be a trade. That it's not like he's a free agent. He opted in. He opted his $23 million
as he should
into
have.
It, well, because he knew he wasn't going to get that anywhere else. Because
that's what I would have done.
Yeah, so you have to assume that, A, L.A. wants him. Yeah, because we know OKC wants to get rid of him. They asked him to move to the bench, and he was like, no, I'm good on that.
I'm Carmelo bleeping Anthony.
Yeah.
I'm not moving to the bench. So you're stuck. You're stuck with what type of player is he going to – I'm racking my brain on this. And look, it seems to me that the simple answer is he just wants to be in L.A. That's cool. I'm with you 100% on that. And I support him. If that's the decision that the family has made, I support that 100%. If you're then going to try to justify it to me from a basketball perspective, I disagree. I don't know that there's a justification and the secret, you know, well, the free agency of next year is why LeBron wants to go to Los Angeles. Okay. But again, could have done a 1-1. If that's could have done all this next year. It's hard for me to believe that a guy that's as basketball intelligent and over like business wise intelligent, just a smart guy in LeBron can't look at this and be like, this is going to be bad. For at least a year, real bad, I might not make the playoffs next year. That's a legitimate concern in that conference. In the East, you run to the finals. In the West, he might not make the playoffs. And then what? Can you imagine an offseason where LeBron's at home, a postseason where LeBron's at the crib? Like we get all excited, TNT, NBA, and LeBron's at home or on vacation. That's a sad NBA playoffs. You're looking around the Eastern Conference like, oh, this is trash. And we're all just waiting for Houston and Golden State to play each other. We'll take a break. I actually have someone who covers basketball in the house, and I can talk with her about that. Malika Andrews of the Tribune joins me next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.